And we are joined in studio, as we are every single Tuesday, by Lisa Roberson of the Chronicle-Telegram on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. And I guess I could tell you firsthand why it's a trusted name in jewelry, because they provide exceptional service. You go to Jim Vandermark, he'll take care of you. And I know that firsthand because, well, for those who haven't heard yet, got engaged about a week and a half ago, and where else would I go but Vandermark Jewelers to buy that engagement ring? Top-notch service. It was out of this world. What a very cool experience. And for dudes, that's not always an easy experience, but Jim Vandermark made it a very pleasant experience. And if you're thinking about popping that question this holiday season, you shouldn't go anywhere but Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, a pleasure to have you in studio as always. How are you?
A pleasure. Congratulations. I did not hear the good news.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, didn't really publicize it much last week.
It was pretty low-key.
It was low-key, but that's all right.
That's how we know you work for WEOL. You work for the Chronicle-Telegram, we would have Facebook Live that situation. There would have been a lot of coverage.
Stopped by his house on the day he did it.
Yeah, well, it was Thanksgiving morning. I figured everybody was kind of busy, so I decided to just kind of keep that low-key as I possibly
I don't give up my turkey for many people.
We don't believe in low-key at the Chronicle.
That's all right. Sometimes you got to shout it from the mountaintops, and sometimes I guess you just got to keep it under wraps. Well, you wrote a story earlier this morning. I guess this episode starts out as kind of an affordable episode, right, with the Dollar Tree setting up shop near Elyria Police Station. What are the details on this?
Well, this is in the early stages. The city is looking to sell some property that they have next door to Elyria Police Station to a company by the name of Level 3 Partners that wants to build a Dollar Tree there. So, you know, this is kind of early. The city's thinking of selling this, about $35,000 for this property, and they'll build this new business.
How long will it take before this becomes 100% official and they will start, you know, setting up shop, and when will the construction begin?
Well, City Council has to finalize a sale, so they'll do that next week, and then, you know, it'll be several months before that happens.
Does it just go to a vote? Is that how they finalize? Or?
Yeah, just kind of finalize it like that.
Well, Elyria Plastics also going to buy the former General Industry site. It sounds like this took a little while to progress, but how did this all go down?
Well, this was something that started back in March when the city made this announcement that they're going to be selling this property to Elyria Plastics. If you recall, that property burned down in 2008 in spectacular fashion. And so since then, they've been trying to figure out a way to rehab the property and sell it to someone else. And finally, Elyria Plastics stepped in and said, we'll take it. So they're going to buy it for about $50,000. And then the city will get some grant money and some other money. And they'll come up with like $500,000 to do some the renovation, some work there, and need some environmental issues that need to be cleaned up.
So we're still a little ways away from seeing a structure go up.
Oh, absolutely. Jobs Ohio, which has given the city the grant, $300,000, said that they're going to give the city into 2019 to get this work done. So there's some environmental issues out there. There's some kind of byproducts of like former industries that are in the soil, so you have to do a lot of cleanup.
Sure. Okay. Isn't one of the ideas to kind of make it a parking lot area, too, for the expansion?
They'll make it a parking lot. Then they'll expand their company, and they want to bring in a few more employees. But, you know, the good thing, news is they will keep about 60 employees at Elyria Plastics.
Wow. Well, it's nice to be talking about the construction of new facilities and not tearing ones down. And I guess that leads me to my next question here. You know, Elyria school officials are searching for local workers on their school projects. I mean, there are multiple projects going on. What kinds of workers are they looking for exactly?
Well, this is the kind of work that anyone in the construction industry should be wanting to get on board with this because, you know, we're talking bricklayers and electricians and carpenters and builders. This is a project that's $140 million. It's going to be at least 5 years. They're going to be building five schools and an athletic complex. So there's going to be a lot of work for people in the industry. And the schools want to see a lot of that work stay right here in our community. They want to see the local people who can do that work to be able to do it. So even if you have a small company or you're an employee, they want to make sure that you can get in this project.
Well, it makes sense to keep it local, right? I mean, I think that's the only way to do it. Again, we're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Chronicle-Telegram and our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, you wrote a cool story at the end of last week I wanted to hit on here. What were the Windsor Elementary students doing last week at the Valor Home?
Oh, those kids are so cute. I love kids who like to give back and really help the community, because you can tell them little things like, bring in your loose change and we're going to help the Valor Home purchase a new deep freezer, which is what they did.
Oh, cool.
And of course, the kids bring in all their change. They clean out mom and dad's purses and wallets, clean out couch cushions, and they, you know, they raised about $832 over the course of like 2 or 3 weeks. I was like, they must have cracked over quite a few piggy banks to get that kind of money.
Sure.
So, and then they purchased a freezer for the Valor Home, which is a transitional home for homeless veterans.
Very cool stuff. What was the exchange like, or how many exchanges did you witness between the kids and those there at the Valor Home? Because I would imagine that's a really awesome part of this process.
Well, actually, veterans from the Valor Home came to Windsor Elementary. The students did not go out there. And so there was about 2 or 3 veterans who came, and they also received 25 gift bags. They had, you know, socks and toothbrush and all of these kind of little things that they put together for each of the residents. There's about 21 residents who live at the Valor Home right now. And so they were able to give each resident a new bag for themselves.
Now, was this every grade at the elementary school? Was it one particular grade?
Every grade. So they said almost every student participated. You know, some didn't, some did more, some did less. But every kid kind of gave a little bit of what they could.
That's really cool. So it was a school-wide project that all the classes kind of did in their own little way there.
Yeah, own little way, because everyone filled a little bucket.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's a really cool story to see how those kids kind of pulled together. You're right. That's all. Lot of piggy bank cracking, right? In order
true.
To get over $800 to donate, that's, wow, that's, and they bought a freezer out of this?
Yes. The Valor Home, they receive food from Second Harvest for the homeless vets, and so they often need places to store this food, and so they needed a deep freezer, and so the school stepped up and said, we can help you.
Very cool stuff. Well, certainly want to hit on something I think we touched on briefly last week as far as funding for the police department goes for Elyria. But you wrote a story, I think, a couple of days after we spoke last week about the Elyria police supervisors getting a brand new contract. What are the details on this new contract?
Well, the city has about 5 or 6 bargaining units, so it seems like every time I turn around, they're finishing up a contract with someone. This time it was with the FOP supervisors, and so they're going to receive a 2% raise over the next 3 years, which is pretty standard because the patrolmen also negotiated that wage, and so they kind of have a Me Too clause in their contract. Well, whatever patrolmen get, then the supervisors get. And they also get a little bit of a change in their differential scale. They have a scale of pay so that sergeants make a little bit more than patrolmen and lieutenants make a little bit more than sergeants, and it goes up until you get to captain. So
military works that way too, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I know that a few weeks back we were talking about this. Does this satisfy a lot of the parties that are involved? I know that, you know, when Chief Whiteley was talking about it before, he had mentioned that, you know, that the structure is a little bit flawed in that, you know, a lot of times when the chief makes less than the next one in line behind him, they just kind of felt like that just didn't seem right. Does this fix any of that?
Well, it does not fix anything related to the police chief, because the police chief does not have a bargaining union behind him. He's kind of his own man because he's a department head. And so they're still kind of debating that. It was tabled for a while. And so I'm hoping they'll bring that back up in 2018 and come up with a solution. It was just that one discussion so far in city council about what the police chief should be getting paid.
Now, that was more than just the police chief, though, right? I think that was a discussion that Mayor Brenda had a while back, saying, you know, we need to start paying some of these who are higher up a little bit better, simply because I think there was some concern, you know, with him taking a look at other job opportunities, and they were trying to find ways in order to keep those that were in those top spots, those supervisors, around a little bit longer, you know, pay them a little better, maybe sweeten the pot a little bit. You know, has there been any of that talk?
Well, I'm sure this is going to come back up in the new year because the city engineer has retired, so they're going to need a new engineer, and the mayor has been trying for over a year to hire a new economic development director. Mm-hmm. She's offered the job to a few people who've turned it down because of salary. So I think, you know, this is going to have to come back up because we have to be able to fill these positions.
Understood. Well, before we cut you loose, as we do every single week, want to see what's in the hopper and see what kinds of new cool stories you are working on for the week ahead.
Well, this is the holiday season, so you know we're writing lots of holiday stories. People are telling us about their holiday traditions, so people should be able to see those in the paper in the coming weeks. You know,
sure.
If they have something cool goes on in their family. We had a woman named Lindsay who told us about a gingerbread making kind of extravaganza that her family goes through, so we'll look into that. So if people have good stories, they should reach out to us.
Good deal.
ChronicleT.com.
How have things been going for the Not Forgotten Box, too?
Not Forgotten Box has been going great.
Good deal.
You know, we will be having our first, I think it's a Saturday drop-off this Saturday.
Good.
So people can come out on Saturday and give us toys. We'd love to help the kids.
Very cool stuff. Well, we certainly look forward to reading more of that next week, and we look forward to having you on again next week. And I think next week when we have you on, we'll be about 2 weeks away from Christmas.
2 weeks Jeez. From Christmas.
But we've got to throw this your way also, because we talked about it at the beginning of the show. We're interested in getting your thoughts on this also. I don't know how many folks that you have to shop for, but to put a percentage on it, how much of your holiday shopping is already done?
Zero.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got 3 weeks.
I only shop for my children.
Okay.
You know, my sisters, you know, we may exchange very small gifts,
sure.
but it's not much.
So you're not bringing anything for Bullseye in the afternoon, huh?
Maybe some cookies, guys. That's about it.
I appreciate it.
Hey, cookies are totally fine.
You we have to cut me some slack. I have a child that's in college, meaning most of my money goes to Ohio State. So
yeah, I can understand that. I've got two under two, so I can't even imagine paying for college yet.
Yeah. Well, you're a little ways away from that, right?
But trust me, they're costly enough at this age for me.
I bet they are. You have daycare to contend with, so.
But do you enjoy that shopping process? Because some people can't get enough of it. They love that cheerful atmosphere, but some people hate it. You know, I like getting it done only because that could be such a stressful experience because you just don't know what you're going to run into along the way. Do you enjoy that process, though?
I enjoy the process because I do all of the shopping online. I will just sit down one day and go to Amazon or go to a few stores and pick up a few things and be done in like an hour.
Yeah. See, I think that's the way to do it in this day and age. You got the online aspect.
Well, yeah, Amazon makes it really easy. I mean, if you're a Prime member, you don't pay for two-day shipping.
Yeah.
I mean, it pays to be ahead of the game, too. And I think that's how this whole game has changed. I mean, that's the other crazy thing, too, about if you have Amazon Prime, you get the streaming service, right?
That's true.
So, like, that's that you can justify paying 10, 11 bucks a month. Plus, you know, when you buy something, it'll be shipped a couple days later. You can't beat that.
Yeah, and I've been really, really fortunate that I have kids who have a sense of gratitude, so they don't expect a lot for Christmas because I'm always, like, buying them things, you know. Mom will bring you home a shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever you want every month, every 2 weeks. So for Christmas, you don't need 20 presents under the tree.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, as long as you don't embarrass them on dance camp at the Cavs game, right?
That's true.
Right? I mean, there are certain parameters, but no, that's good stuff. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.